Hello and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. In today's story, Doreen discovers that sometimes donuts just aren't enough. What do I mean? Well, stick around and enjoy the story, Doreen's Donuts. The moral of the parable comes from James 4:17. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and not do it. At the end of each day at the Morton's Coffee Pub, the staff were allowed to claim any of the leftover donuts for themselves. Depending on the day, there may be as many as 24 donuts to be shared amongst the 6-day staffers. Invariably, however, Doreen would claim the lion's share of the bounty. The others were secretly bothered that she hogged so many donuts for herself. Rembrandt, Herbie, and Myrtle decided to take action. They tried hiding the extra donuts. Doreen responded by loading up the drive-through display with more donuts than she knew she'd need. Herbie began sneaking a few while she was on lunch. Doreen simply replaced any that were missing. Another time, Herbie replaced the extra donuts in her take-home box with used coffee grounds. They still didn't account for the half-dozen she'd stashed in her backpack and locked with a padlock. Despite their best efforts, most of the time Doreen still managed to leave with most of the donuts. Doreen lived in the basement of a duplexed home on Gage Avenue, directly across the street from Gage Park. She loved the park. It was an oasis in the brick and concrete maze of Hamilton. Doreen shared the duplex with an immigrant family from the Ukraine, the Lianchenkos. Yosef, the husband, had a degree in agriculture from the University of Kiev. His degree wasn't recognized in Canada, so he was forced to take a job in the shipyards. 8 months after they immigrated, Joseph was refitting the hull of a Great Lakes tanker when a metal girder gave way and fell. He broke his pelvis and severely damaged his knee. He had endured 2 surgeries, with more still yet to come. He mainly spent his days struggling to move around their apartment. To support his family, he was provided with a small disability pension, a fraction of what he used to earn. Ludmila, his wife, cared for Joseph and their 3 children, Dmitri, Sasha, and Alexandra. Doreen often walked with Ludmila through the park to the grocery store for groceries. After the accident, Doreen noticed that she would buy less meat for the family and more cheap items. Doreen also noticed that the children stopped smiling. They didn't go as often to the park to play. Dmitri, who was a rough and tumble 12-year-old, and Sasha, a 9-year-old girl who shared Doreen's love of the outdoors, spent time quietly around the house. Little Alexandra was especially dear to Doreen. She was a thoughtful and intelligent 7-year-old. She didn't play outside as often as the others. She preferred to read and draw. Doreen and Alexandra quickly became close. Perhaps it was her bright blue eyes filled with innocence that so appealed to her. Perhaps it was that they were both the youngest in their family. Whatever it was, Doreen felt compelled to watch over her. They spent many hours playing tea party, while the other children did chores or worked on their homework. After the accident, all 3 spent more time doing chores to lighten their mother's load. One day, Doreen and Alexandra were playing tea party in the backyard, using a tea set Doreen had bought for her. They laughed as they pretended to pour tea and serve each other fine pastries. Halfway through the party, Alexandra hung her head in shame. "What's the matter?" Doreen asked. "I wish these were real cookies," she said. "Are you hungry?" asked Doreen. Alexandra nodded. "Have you eaten anything today?" Alexandra shook her head and whispered, "No." Something in Doreen snapped. She decided it was time for action. That was the moment she decided to hoard the day-old donuts from the restaurant. "This is getting out of hand," Myrtle complained to Herbie and Rembrandt. "She doesn't even share." Herbie and Rembrandt both agreed. Rembrandt didn't care so much about the donuts. Truth be told, he didn't really like Morton's donuts. He was upset by the selfishness of the whole thing. It seemed so out of character. "She talks to you," said Herbie. "Find out what she's doing." "I know what she's doing," said Rembrandt. "Really? What?" said Herbie. "She's taking all the donuts," said Rembrandt. "Funny," said Myrtle. "But what is she doing with them? Does she live off them or what?" "I don't know any more than you guys," Rembrandt said. At least she talks to you. Find out for us, said Myrtle. I'll get to the bottom of this, said Herbie. He walked over to Doreen at the drive-through window. Rembrandt and Myrtle watched with intense curiosity. If you'd share, I wouldn't put coffee grounds in your donut box, yelled Herbie. Doreen's eyes flared. That was you? Immediately, Herbie took a step backwards. Yeah, but only to teach you a lesson. Next time, share with the rest of us. Doreen looked around for something to throw. On the counter sat a coffee basket filled with a used filter and spent coffee grounds. You want leftovers? She asked. Take this. With a single motion, she grabbed the used filter and stuffed it in Herbie's mouth. Enjoy, she said as she stormed out of the restaurant. Herbie was left standing with coffee grounds falling from his mouth. Myrtle was the first to speak. Rembrandt, she asked. I'll go find out what's going on, said Rembrandt. Rembrandt watched as Doreen boarded the cannon bus toward home. A heavy rain began to fall over the city. The streetlights reflected off the drenched roads, making the city appear shiny and bright. Doreen arrived home drenched from head to toe. In her haste to leave, she forgot to take her coat. Rembrandt beat her home and watched her from the park across the street. The shadow of the trees hid him from view. Climbing the stairs of the porch, Doreen looked up and down the deserted street. She opened her backpack and pulled out a small box of donuts. Rembrandt watched as she knocked on the door of the Leonchenkos. A woman came to the door, hugged her, and kissed both her cheeks. Doreen gave her the box. Rembrandt watched as the woman closed the door behind Doreen. He could make out a little smile spreading across her face. He stepped out from the shadows into the revealing glow of the streetlight. Doreen looked at Rembrandt and frowned. He crossed the street and met her at the base of the stairs. Why didn't you say something? He asked. Do you really think those losers would believe me? She said. I don't know, he said. Doreen paused. Why'd you follow me home? I had to find out what's going on, he said. Doreen looked intently in Rembrandt's frigid, rosy face. You want to kiss me right now, don't you? She said. No, said Rembrandt, stumbling for words. Because you have no shot, she said. The next afternoon, Doreen confessed to Myrtle and Herbie. Myrtle reached out and touched Doreen's arm. You should have told us. We would have helped. Next time, ask, said Myrtle. Yeah, back home we take care of each other like that, said Herbie. Doreen looked down in shame. I'm sorry. She paused, then added, and I'm sorry about the coffee grounds thing. Ah, that's okay, said Herbie. It reminded me of university. We used to eat coffee beans. They're great whole. At that moment, Butch appeared from the back. He'd been eavesdropping from around the corner. Doreen, can I see you in the office a minute? Doreen moved slowly, her head still hanging low. Please close the door, said Butch from behind his desk. You know, I heard what you said to everyone about your neighbors. I think we can do more. Why don't you take any leftover soup? We'd only be throwing it away. This way it'll do some good. Doreen looked up at Butch with surprise. Why? She asked. Her eyes welled up with tears. Is it fair that you're the only one doing the right thing? Asked Butch. You know, if you let us all help, we all win. Doreen felt a knot forming in her throat. She wanted to say something more, but all she could manage was thanks. I hope you enjoyed today's reading of the Rembrandt parable, Doreen's Donuts. Please join us again next week for another Rembrandt parable. Good day. And God bless.